Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Roleplay Central. We're going to be having probably a shorter episode this time because we're just going to go over our kind of first impressions of the Daggerheart system from Critical Role. It's like a week ago, right?
At this point, it'll be like two and a half weeks by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah.
But
at the time of recording, it's like 9 or 10 days that it was released.
But yeah,
I mean,
you can go to daggerheart.com to download the PDF of the open beta,
along with a bunch of other stuff. I think they mentioned that you can get some character cards that you can.
It's a zip file.
Okay.
So I downloaded it. It's a zip file, and it has like almost 400 page PDF, mm-hmm. and then it also has folders with all the character creation stuff in it, and it has specific character sheets for each class.
Yeah,
and it has printouts of all the cards, so you can actually cut out cards yourself and like actually play with the cards.
Yeah,
and they give you everything that you need.
Yeah, and if you want to go and make your own character, they have another video on their session zero that you can follow for more in-depth detail on making a character.
Yeah,
but I'll start us off. I guess first disclaimers: all this stuff could change at any point. So what we say today could, you know, not matter and at any time. And then this is also before we play test it ourselves. So
after we play test it, we're going to record we're going to do another podcast episode reviewing it after we've played it.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, my first impression, I'll start with a couple of things I like. One, the biggest thing I like about this system is the HP system and armor usage, like how you can use armor to reduce the threshold, your damage threshold, essentially.
Or to reduce the damage,
but potentially go to a different threshold.
Well, yeah, it takes it to another threshold, which reduces the damage.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I was telling you over the weekend how I'd wish there was a way to use armor in 5e better, like, as opposed to just put it on and forget, you know, about it, as it seems to be like in 5e for the most part. You know, until you switch to different armor or upgrade it somehow or something like that. It really is just a number you tack onto a roll and that's it. And it should just, I think, using the Daggerheart system, using the way they have it in Daggerheart is a lot more, like, you have to keep your armor in mind more often. It just seems cool. What do you like, John? Or Tyler?
Well,
I think the dual dice rolling system is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that that it's like a gradient of success and failure, right? There's four different possibilities, right?
Initially, I thought
the fact that if you succeed with hope or fail with hope, right, you get a resource.
Yeah.
Right. So it's armor as well is also a resource, mm-hmm. right, that you spend. So to reduce damage. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Originally, when I was listening or watching that episode, or not episode, that video of them explaining this stuff, like the basics, I thought the duality dice were a little, like, made it a little complex, but now that I've listened to it like a couple more times, it makes a lot more sense and actually is cool. But originally I thought it was really, really, really complex, but
no,
some of it still kind of can be.
There's like four options, you know what I mean? So it's not that bad.
No.
I've played more complicated games.
Yeah. So what do we not like? If anything. If you guys have any.
I mean, I'm not sure really yet. I think we have to play it in order to be like, okay.
Well, just like off the cuff without playing it so far. Like, is there anything that's like kind of like?
No, that's jumping out. Anyway, not for me.
For me, I don't know if I like the part of the duality dice as much. Like, when it comes to combat and all the fear tokens and stuff, like, open combat is cool, but, like, having...
Well, and attack rolls specifically aren't they don't use the duality dice.
Right, but right, I'm just saying, like, how they specifically say that you, like, after... Like, they use their action tracker, and after everyone's done taking actions, then the GM gets a turn and can use action tokens to summon monsters, do
and also stuff. if the players fail or roll with fear, the DM gets to act. So it's like the players act until they fail something, and then the DM acts. And so, I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I just think it's like, I would prefer it to be even more open than it is. Like, I don't know in what way, but it just feels like it's still limiting in a way.
I mean, all initiative systems are limiting.
Right.
Even with this system, it's not really even an initiative system, but like every initiative system, every combat system is limiting. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of the point of it. That's like the most gamified part of every RPG.
Yeah.
Right. Is the combat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, that's one thing I did. I had maybe a little, toss up over, but do you have anything you don't like, or?
I mean, not terribly. Like, I no, not really. I mean,
I think it's hard to say.
It's hard to say until we play it.
Mm-hmm.
But
one thing you brought up to me was the other day was the fact that you have to carry around cards.
Oh yeah, that was one thing that I mentioned. Like that's
more of a
that
a,
like it requires an extra accessory.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like that's kind of a drag. I just wish that they had the options also listed in the book, right? And maybe they'll actually do that, you know what I mean? But like I wish they were on like pages in the book as well as cards. So like you had the option to get the cards.
Right.
Or you could just buy the book.
Yeah.
I mean for those that
I'm sure
you could just
tally it on
Yeah, you could.
You could probably just like.
But I do like the whole idea of like once you get to a higher level, like you have to think about a loadout, right? Whereas you can only carry 5 domain cards at a time, right? Equipped, anyways. Like I guess you could say equipped, but I think that's cool.
That's another aspect I like is the domain aspect.
But like I prefer things to be more video gamey, so like that is good to me. You know what I mean? Like in D&D or in really any RPG, like I prefer to think of inventory management like Diablo 3. That to me was a really good inventory management thing. Yeah. Like you have your equipped stuff, and then you have a certain set of things that aren't equipped. Right. And you can.
I still feel like
and you have slots.
You could do something similar.
Well, I mean you could. Slots, you could implement. No. You could implement that into any RPG.
You actually can only carry this amount of weight, and if you go over that, you're going to move slower. Or you're gonna
but I do like. Like it's unpopular in D&D, but I do like encumbrance rules.
Yeah.
I love encumbrance rules,
which I think should be a thing.
But I don't know if these guys have.
It's just hard to implement. I think just because
it's hard to implement.
Well,
D&D,
one thing I find,
but.
With just that is just like
there's a lot of tracking. Of
well, there's a lot of there's a lot of ways that games do it, but I mean this is getting away from this game because I don't actually know how their inventory management works.
Yeah.
But like that's just how I run inventory management.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is with slots and a separate inventory. Right.
Yeah.
But
and going back to the cards though, like you could
I do like the cards. Yeah. The cards
are cool. And one thing about them
Yeah.
About the different classes is how they're all tied to two specific things at the start.
Two specific domains.
And that's like instant, like, you know, helps you go, you know, into something. And then your character is defined by how you play afterward, which I like. And then one thing about the cards, though, is you could, in a way, I don't know if you could scan them and then put them in a notebook or something.
You probably could. Yeah, yeah. No, there's probably, but I'm guessing that, I'm not the only one with that complaint. So, like, they'll probably include that stuff in the book and do the cards, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to complain. I'm still going to buy the game, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the,
you know, the DM, I'm not going
to
complain.
The DM's going to have to.
Yeah.
Tell you what cards you've picked. What
yeah, exactly. You have. The DM's going to have to keep track. And the player's going to have to keep track.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Literally, you can just tally it.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys watched the Session Zero video.
I didn't.
But at the near the end of it, they delved into the world crafting aspect of it. That is insane.
That's detailed in the PDF.
It's almost like Microscope, essentially. You're going around and each, you know, putting in your own thing of how you want this world to look
like. Yeah, they include that stuff in the PDF.
Yeah. So, like, that system, I think, is alone, that system is worth getting the...
There's a bug.
Getting the system.
Yeah, I've been hanging out.
Trolling around.
Yeah. So that whole aspect of world building is a reason in itself to get that system. Plus, the system is already sounding pretty great. Mm-hmm. So... And like I said, I love the HP system, there's a lot of
generic GM advice in the book or in the PDF, I should say.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, I think it looks good. The game, like.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. Stay tuned for our episode that we release for when we've finally gotten to playtest this. This version of the game. It might change by the time we get to it, but
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks everyone for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you guys in the next one.